cruel. For I send it but one word as the rain upon the land. For I send it but one word as the light in the darkness. For I send it but one word as the rain upon the land.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Worship to your name. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Thank you for in you we live and move and have our being. Blessed be your name. Bless this service this morning. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. We worship you. We honor you. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Everyone excited to be in this blessing Sunday service, say the loudest, Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. And it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe, and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The subject is the blessing of the word. The blessing of the word of God. Our objective is to understand the channels of blessing through the word of God. By way of introduction, the Bible makes it clear that the word of God is calculated for the good of the recipients thereof. The word of God is calculated for the good of the recipients of the word. Jeremiah 29:10-11. Jeremiah 29:10-11. It says, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I'll perform my good word. The word of God is calculated for the good of the recipients is calculated for the good of the people of God. Now I prophesy today, this word shall do you good in the name of Jesus. One of the good the word does is the release of the blessing. One of the good the word does to the recipients of the word is the release of the blessing. So, we are looking at the various things, ways in which the word releases the blessing. What are the various ways in which the word of God releases the blessing? Number one, the word of God directly releases the blessing into the lives of the recipients. Directly. Direct release of the blessing into the lives of the recipients. We read already Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 and 2, where he said, it shall come to pass that if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. All these blessings shall come on thee. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. So the blessing shall come on you as you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3 said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. When a man delights in the law of the Lord, he cannot escape the blessing. To delight in the law of the Lord means you can't escape the blessing. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 32. Proverbs 8 and in verse 32. He said, now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways, or blessed are they that hear my word. Blessed are they that keep my ways. So the word of God directly releases the blessing into the lives of the recipients. And what does that mean? The word of God releases the empowerment unto progress and success into the lives of the hearers or the recipients. That is what the blessing is all about. The empowerment unto progress and success. The word of God releases the empowerment unto progress and success. You receive the word, you are empowered to progress. You receive the word, you are empowered to succeed. You receive the word, you are empowered to progress. You receive the word, you are empowered to succeed. That is the first dimension. The word of God directly releases the blessing into the lives of the recipients. Somebody receiving this word this morning, the blessing of the Lord is coming upon you right now. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Everything that is called a curse in your life this morning is deleted and wiped out by this blessing. In Jesus' name. Number two, the word of God releases peace into the lives of the recipients. Releases peace. Isaiah chapter 48 verse 18. Isaiah 48:18. He said, oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments. Then had your peace been as a river, and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. If you hearken to my commandments, you will have peace like a river, and fulfillment like the waves of the sea. And what is peace all about? It means that the word of God is your channel of wholeness. Peace means wholeness and fullness. The word of God is your channel of wholeness and fullness. Wholeness and fullness in the life of the recipients. Wholeness and fullness means you look and there is nothing missing and nothing lacking. Everything is whole. Everything is full. There is nothing missing and there is nothing lacking. Again, I announce today in the life of every listener here and everyone connected around the world, whatever is missing in your life shall receive restoration today. I decree you're stepping into the realm of wholeness and into the realm of fullness. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Lift up your right hand and say, I am receiving the word of God. I am receiving the blessing of the Lord. I am receiving the blessing of peace. I am receiving wholeness. I am receiving fullness, nothing missing and nothing lacking in my life by the word in the name of Jesus. Say the loudest amen. You know, confession brings possession. So when I say it, you say it with audacity. Say, I am receiving the word into my life today. The word is releasing blessing into my life. I am receiving the empowerment to succeed and to progress. I am receiving peace, wholeness, fullness, nothing missing, nothing lacking in my life in Jesus' name. So shall it be. That is number two. Number three. The word of God reveals the inheritance of the saint to them, of the saints to them. The word of God reveals the inheritance of the saints to them. It reveals to you what is yours in God. I already told you, now if you read Deuteronomy 28, this time around you read from verse 1 all the way to verse 13. You hearken diligently unto the commandments, the voice of the Lord your God, to observe, to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you. Blessed shall thou be when you go out, blessed, and so on and so forth. That is your inheritance. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 3 and in verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and in verse 4. You see, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. He has given us promises of our inheritance. That by this we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through laws. The word of God communicates to us our inheritance in God. And what does that do to us? When God reveals what belongs now, summary, what does that do to us? Revelation is the starting point of possession. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. Revelation is the starting point of possession. The word of God reveals to us what belongs to all, us in God, so that we can know what to pursue to possess. Revelation is the starting point of possession. That is how the word blesses us. The word shows you that divine health is your portion. Shows you that divine preservation is your portion. That you can't be killed before your time. And then revelation brings possession. Somebody say amen.
Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest say amen. I see someone here possessing what is yours in this season. Possessing what is yours in this season. Possessing what is yours in this season. And no devil shall stop you from accessing what is yours in this season. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Lift your right hand and say, I receive the revelation of my possession, and I possess my possession in this season in the name of Jesus. Say the loudest amen. How does the word of God bless us? Number four, the word of God shows us the examples of people who received the word and the outcome of their lives. The examples of people who received the word and the positive outcome of their lives, or the blessed outcome of their lives. It shows us the example. That is, look at this person and look at that person and look at this person. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Genesis 12, 1 to 5. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abraham took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that he had gathered, and the souls that he had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And you look at chapter 13 and in verse 2, and then you see how the outcome of Abraham. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. So you see their lives, you see their outcome, and what does that do to you? The examples of the blessed bet faith in the believer to believe. Seeing the examples of people who ended in the blessing from the word bets faith to believe for the same. It bets faith. Seeing the examples of those who ended in the blessing from the word of God bets faith to believe for the same. That was what happened to Mary in Luke chapter 1, verse 36 and to verse 38. When the Lord, by the angel, gave her an example. You see, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from him. Somebody say amen. You know, nothing communicates principles like examples. Nothing communicates principles like example. And nothing bets faith like examples. When I was rededicating my life to Christ on the 12th of May 1986, which will be 36 years, already 36 years in May. When the Lord, I was having an encounter and the Holy Ghost was ministering, speaking to me. He said, why wouldn't you give your life to Christ? What will you lose if you give your life to me? And I was looking and I couldn't see any loss. Then he pointed somebody to me. He said, look at that man. He's serving me. Look at his life. What is he losing? And I looked at the man. He was comfortable. He was doing well. Everything was perfect. His life was enviable. This is life. Enviable life. And I said, I can't see any loss in that man. I didn't need any other explanation. That was it. We know what God will do tomorrow if we saw what he did yesterday. And we know what God will do with another if we saw what he did with one. Sila. And so I announce to you today, every good thing you have seen in the lives of the patriarchs of the Bible, or seen in our lives here, that you desire in your own life, I declare the release right now. Every good thing you have seen in my life, you have seen on this altar, you have seen in this spiritual lineage, and you have seen in scripture, you desire in your life, I declare a restoration right now. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right hand and say, I am following the examples of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises, and that shall be my portion. Shout the loudest, amen. Is anybody getting anything here this morning? So the word of God blesses you by the direct release of the blessing. The word of God blesses you through the release of peace, which is wholeness and fullness. The word of God blesses you through the revealing your inheritance to you, what belongs to you, and then you can access them. And then the word of God blesses you by showing you the examples of people who received the word and they were blessed. And fifthly, the word of God reveals the way to the blessing. It reveals to the saint the way to the blessing. Do this, and you will be here. The way to the blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 and 2 has been a constant reference. You hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, then this will bless you. It reveals to you the way to the blessing. The way to the blessing. Hallelujah. And how is that? And I'll just say it direct. How is that? The word of God reveals blessing specific instructions. Blessing specific instructions. There are many instructions in scripture, but there are instructions that are blessing specific. And I'll give you just three of them. What are the blessing specific instructions? First, or A, however you are numbering it, kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. That is instructions that are directly linked to the blessing. You shall serve, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. If you are not tired of serving me, I won't be tired of blessing you. You want me to bless you, serve me. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. That is blessing specific. That is tied to the blessing directly. What other one is blessing specific? Soul winning. Soul winning. Luke chapter 22 verse 35. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. When I sent you on assignment, when I sent you to preach, when you were involved in touching lives for me, did you lack anything? They said nothing. Any other blessing specific instruction? Tithing. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, all the way to verse. Say, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Someone say a loud amen. And all nations shall call you blessed, after from the tithe to being called blessed. Is it valid for today? Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8. Verse 7 and 8. Verse 8. And and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth, he is still receiving them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. These are blessings specific. These are instructions you obey that tithe connect you direct to the blessing. There may be more, but we'll rest on that. These are blessing specific instructions. Now, conclusion this morning, and of course you know that the blessing specific instruction also refers to the word. The word of God is part of the blessing specific structure. That is, word intake. You can put that as number 4. Or D, word intake. We read that already. If you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God to obey his word, Deuteronomy 28:1-2, that all these blessings shall come upon you. Word intake. Now, having landed there, the question is, what do I do with the word? Now, this will be general instruction for the first and second services. What do I do with the word? Because we are talking of the blessing of the word of God. And now we have come to the point where we have also seen that the word of God gives us blessing specific instruction. So, what do we do with the word to see the blessing? Number 1, read the word. Read. Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. He said, blessed is he that readeth. Just reading. Hello? Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. Read the word. The reading of the word is so refreshing. It's so exciting. It's such a blessing to read the word. Have a regular reading schedule for the word. Very important. Just read the word. There was a time in my life, young man, growing up, where I would take 40 chapters of the Bible a day, 20 in the morning, 20 in the evening, and finish the Bible in 1 month. 1 month. That's Genesis to Revelation. Holidays. Those kind of times. Intense reading. And 40 chapters takes me 3 hours to read. Hallelujah. Intense. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth. Blessed is he that readeth. Read the word. Number 2. Hear the word. Hear the word. We just saw that also in Revelation chapter 1 verse 3. Thank God we can both read and hear now. Now you are hearing the word that is being preached. You are hearing it now. There is Bible on audio that you can also hear. Hear the word. Blessed is he that readeth and hear. Number 3. Delight in and meditate in the word. Delight in the word. Meditate in the word. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1 verse 1 to 3. Say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So, when you delight in the word, and you think in the word, you think the word, you are on the way to the blessing. Delight in and meditate in the word. Somebody getting something here, say amen. Somebody getting something here, say amen. And finally, number 4. Is that number 4? Act on or obey the word. Act on or obey the word. Blessed is he that readeth, that hear, that keep. Revelation 1:3, Deuteronomy 28:1-2. Don't just read the word. Don't just hear the word. Don't just meditate on the word. Do the word. If he said, you shall serve the Lord your God and he shall bless. Determine to serve God so you can see the blessing. If he said, bring in all your tithes into the storehouse, and then I'll open the windows of heaven. Do that. Do the word. The blessing is not just in the hearing, it's part of the blessing. But the ultimate blessing is in the doing of the word. I see somebody here stepping into the realm of a blessing that the devil cannot reverse. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say a louder amen. How many of you received that word today? Something happened to you. Something dropped on you. Something exploded on you. Stand on your feet with a loud shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. The loudmost shout of victory. Lift up your hands. We are going to take some little time of praying. You are going to lift up your hands and you are going to ask the Lord. First of all, thank the Lord for his word to you today. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your refreshing word. Thank you for your exciting word. Thank you for your interesting word. Lift your voice and begin to thank the Lord. Go ahead and appreciate it. Go ahead. Elepekerato sofena tataparato sotefelete peratatatash. Elepagazaro tono hasala pratele brada harando toko paparado. Elepeterana zahatatarata kazakalata paratataya. Elepedekelete brekezoloto barata zoda papalata rada kaza baba. Elepatajalata namana rada kaza baba lata rada kala. Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and lift up your voices and ask for fresh grace for the word, fresh passion for the word, and fresh discipline in the word. Father, grace, passion, discipline. You know the discipline of reading the word daily? And then the discipline of sitting down and saying, within this 1 month, I want to finish the whole Bible. Genesis to Revelation. True. You know, until stories are told you, you don't know any. You don't know the secrets of people until you are told the stories. People think that things just happen. What I said, that which I said, it wasn't done once. That is the basis of making our Bible school 40 chapters a day. I was trying to make them pass through what I passed through. Yes, Dynamic School of Ministry timetable is meant to be praying in tongues for at least 1.5 hours to 3 hours a day, and then study the Bible 40 chapters a day. That is their routine schedule, even though many of them don't do it. It is punishment. Hallelujah. The discipline, the grace, and the passion for the word.
I receive it. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the discipline,
the passion, and the grace for the world. I receive fresh discipline,
passion,
and grace for the study of the world. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
as I receive and do your word, help me to be a recipient of your blessing in this season. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, as I receive and as I do your word, help me to be a recipient of your blessing in this season. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, as I receive and do your word, help me to be a recipient of your blessing in this season. Help me to be a recipient. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. How many of you believe that God is answering our prayers? Do you believe? You know, Nigerians, we have a very short memory. And it's good. We easily forget bad things. No matter how terrible things have been, before you know it, we are forgotten. But how many of you remember the palpable tension in the nation, the nation's capital, about 8 to 9, 10 days ago? Don't move. If you come into traffic and there is traffic, run. It was flying everywhere. Everywhere there's traffic jam, avoid it. And if you are in the traffic, ensure that you move. That is, carry your car on your head. Are you following? All
to place of worship, don't go to so and so places, don't go to so. It was palpable, and the threat was real. Because within that season, they had killed some military people and so on around the Buhari area, and it was terrible. But one night of operation, even that same vigil was not meant to hold. According to all manner of intelligence reports and everything, the tension died and disappeared to hell. And it shall continue to disappear. That emboldened us to pray further. And I want us to pray some target-specific prayers today concerning Nigeria. Several government officials have openly said that Nigeria is broke. I'm sure you have heard that before. Oh, yes. That Nigeria is broke. And is already tottering at the brink of total economic collapse. Thank God we prayed the last time. And the exchange rate, God began to help us. But I got some figures here. They said that as at last week, some details emerged concerning Nigeria's excess crude account. The excess crude account was created by President Obasanjo in 2004 to get excess revenue from crude, from the crude into an account over the budgeted benchmark. That is, this is what we expect. We got more than that. So we put it aside. That amount as at 2014 was 3.6 billion in the excess crude account. By the time it was, this February 2014, by the time it is 2015, just at the beginning of this current regime, it stood at $2.2 billion. Today, it is not up to $0.5 million. It is 376,000. Hello? Is there anybody who's here still? The country is spending 5.9 trillion on imports to import medicines, food, materials, spare parts required for industries, and so on. Excess reserves at 15 billion. If this spending continues within 4 months, there will be no money to import anything. So Lord, deliver us from total collapse. Deliver us from total collapse. Last time we told you of how much was being spent to service debt versus how much was made. 1.93 trillion to service debts. Then 1.6 revenue. The balance is 300 billion borrowed to pay debt. Father, save us from total collapse. Are you still following? Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, he upholds all things. Father, deliver Nigeria. Are you ready? Lift up your hands and your voice and say after me, say, Father, we ask for your mercy upon Nigeria. Deliver our nation from total collapse, from destruction, from disintegration,
Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask for your mercy upon Nigeria. Deliver our nation from total collapse, destruction, and disintegration. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus, we are going to ask, Lord, if there is any mystery surrounding this nation and the leadership, unveil it. Any mystery behind what is happening, expose it. Am I communicating? One of the credible online publications, one of the credible ones, said recently that there was a forum of leadership sometime where it is being proposed that many people be laid off work because of the economic situation. Anybody heard of that? Anybody at the age of 50 and above to be laid off? 50. And then everybody earning 30,000 and above should be made to pay tax on that 30,000. And the balance of the people should pay at least 100 naira a month or something. Just to rescue the nation. Now, side by side with that, that's why I say there is a mystery. Side by side with that is the purchase of, is the release of government money for the purchase of vehicles for a neighboring country called Niger Republic. In billions. 1.4 billion. And I heard that somebody explained that it is to fight security. I mean to enhance their security. What a useless. What happened to us? What brought us to this group of gangs? This is gangsterism. Who handed us over to these gangs? This gang. Gangsters. That is, the country is poor and yet the country is being duped. This is dupery. Security that you have not finished fighting in your own country. It will end. It must end. That is, apart from construction of rail from Nigeria to the same Niger, at the cost of $1.96 billion. The equivalent of 712 billion naira. Of money you are looking for. What is the mystery there? That mystery must be unveiled. 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 In Matthew chapter 10 and in verse 26, Matthew, he said, fear them not, therefore. Somebody say, fear them not. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. Whatever is the mystery happening shall be exposed. Everything is so mysterious. I read that some vigilante people overpowered some terrorists, bandits. I think somewhere in Plateau State. Around Wasi. There was exchange. They wasted many of the bandits. Lost two of the vigilante. And then somebody comes out to say that they should have no right to do that. Why didn't they involve security? Why didn't they do this? That they committed murder. Because they didn't allow themselves to be wasted. What happens to the law of self-defense? So everything is so mysterious. Meanwhile, I have spoken to some military, police, and all that personnel. Faithful, dedicated people. Some of them who have instructions, not just arrest them. Don't fire them, just arrest them. One soldier man told me, saying the attempt to arrest them, many lives will be lost. That devil is a bastard. That is, you are in war front. Don't kill the enemy. He let him be killing you, but don't kill him. Whatever it is, it will end. Whatever it is for this nation, it must end. Lift up your voices and say after me, say, Father, we ask. Now, every vigilante and every hunter in every community, gang up yourself together. Fortify yourself like David. Fortify your life. There is no nonsense law that can stop you from defending yourself and defending your land. No law. No nonsense law. No useless law can stop you from defending yourself and defending your land. Go against the enemy in the name of the Lord. Your little stick will overpower their GPMG. If the catapult of David can bring down Goliath, then whatever you carry will waste them. Nobody owns this country more than another person. No law, no nonsense law. Lift your voice and say again, say, Father. We ask that you will unveil, unravel every mystery regarding the current leadership and situation of Nigeria in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you will unveil, unravel every mystery regarding the current leadership and situation of Nigeria in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Unveil the mystery. Unveil the mystery. Unravel the mystery regarding the current leadership and the current situation of Nigeria in this season. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, unveil the mystery. Unravel the mystery.
ministry. In the name of Jesus. Unveil, unravel every mystery regarding the current leadership and situation of Nigeria in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, unveil the mystery, unravel the mystery. Oh Lord. Rata sata la baga 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 rata sata la baga 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 rata kase kapaka baga baga sarada la baga 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 rata sata la baga 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 rata sapaka taka la baga baga rata sata la baga 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 erke sete lite perete sirara unveil, unravel every mystery regarding the current leadership and situation in Nigeria in this season, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I want everybody to read this passage with me, Psalm 7 verse 11 to 16. Psalm 7 verse 11 to 16. Everybody want to go? God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordained his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and has conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it and is falling. Keep reading. And his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pit. Psalm 11 verse 6. Read it together with me also. Want to read? Go. Upon the wicked, he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion. Say after me, say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you judge the wicked and their wickedness in Nigeria, Lord. Let no wicked man, woman, leader, terrorist, bandit, kidnapper, headman, and their sponsor or facilitator escape judgment in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, we ask that you judge the wicked and their wickedness in Nigeria. Oh Lord, let no wicked man or woman or leader or terrorist or bandit or kidnapper or henchman and their sponsor or facilitator escape judgment. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that you judge the wicked and their wickedness in Nigeria, Lord. Let no wicked man or woman or terrorist or bandit or kidnapper or henchman and their sponsor or facilitator escape judgment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you will judge the wicked and their wickedness in Nigeria. Let no wicked man or woman or leader, terrorist, bandit, kidnapper, headsman, and their sponsor, our facilitator, escape your judgment in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Zasha! Lega baga diga laga yaga diga la laha. Reta saka la 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 la. Reta ta saka le le la la la. Rata seka la ka pata saka la la. Rata sate ka la ka diga la la la. Shaka pata ta le ke peretisa. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Psalm 110 verse 3. Some everybody read it together, want to go. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. Father, baptize Nigerians with the willingness that things must change this time around. Let everybody ruggedly arise. We cannot be bribed. We cannot be bought. The story must change. In this season, things must change. Lift your voice and say, Father, baptize Nigeria and Nigerians with the willingness and zeal for your purpose in this season. The willingness to stand for truth, justice, and fairness in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, baptize Nigeria and Nigerians with the willingness and zeal for your purpose in this season. The willingness to stand for truth, for justice, and fairness in this season. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray. Baptize Nigeria and Nigerians with the willingness. Baptize Nigeria and Nigerians with the willingness and the zeal for your purpose in this season. The willingness to stand for truth. The willingness to stand for justice. The willingness to stand for fairness in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us baptize Nigeria. Baptize Nigerians with the willingness and the zeal for your purpose in this season. The willingness to stand for truth. The willingness to stand for justice. The willingness to stand for fairness in this season. Mashata, Makadega, Leparataza, in Jesus' precious name. Job chapter 5 and in verse 12. The Bible says, he disappointed the device of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Father, frustrate every agenda. Agenda either to cause anything like emergency rule, agenda to make the whole country so insecure that they are talking an election may not hold. Agenda, every agenda to import voters from outside the country. Every agenda of hell in this season. Let it be clear to the devil that Jesus owns this country. Job chapter 5 and in verse 12. Job chapter 5 and in verse 12. He said, he disappointed, everybody read it together. He disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Lift your voice and say, Father, frustrate every agenda, calculation, and orchestration of hell to counteract your purpose for our nation in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, let every evil plot, evil plan against the destiny of Nigeria fail now. Say, Father, frustrate every agenda, calculation, orchestration of hell to counteract your purpose for our nation in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, let every evil plot and plan against the destiny of Nigeria fail. Open your mouth and pray.
Ruta Koto pala tarada gala babala. Elias calabranda skoda
brata. Jesus. Precious name. Finally, Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19. Everybody read it together. One to go. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Somebody say, do it, Lord. Lift your hands to your face and say, Father,
give Nigeria
true change.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
give us
a real new beginning
that will facilitate
the invasion
of the earth
with your glory
from Nigeria.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
give Nigeria
true change.
Lord,
give us
a real
new beginning
that will
facilitate
the
invasion
of the earth
with your glory
from
Nigeria.
Lord,
in Jesus'
name, open your
mouth and pray.
Give Nigeria
a truth.
Give us
the truth.
Let's
have a change that is real.
Let's
have a change that is true.
Let's
have a change that is
authentic.
Give us
love.
Give us
love.
In Jesus' precious name, lift up your hands everywhere you are, and not let's appreciate God. I see the glory of God overrunning our land. Lift your hands and lift your voice. He said, I sought for a man. He always was so that lands are not destroyed. We talk about the restoration of human destiny. There is also the restoration of national destiny. A nation battered, shattered, scattered can be gathered by the power of God. Lift up your hands in the praise and the worship of God.
Lift your hands everywhere. So great. There is no one else like you. Like you. There is no one else like you. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Something is happening. I see the move of God right here. I see fresh fire, fresh power over individuals. I see fresh victory over Nigeria. Lift your hands. I see celestials, angels invading the nation, moving restlessly, saying it is time up for evil. Time up. Time up for the expiration of wickedness. So it is time for the King of Kings to take his throne and fulfill his purpose in a nation of unusual greatness. Lift your hands. I see restoration for this nation. Restoration for someone here. Restoration. I see the blessing released. Lift your hands. At the count of three, you scream, I receive. And that receive means I receive for myself, I receive for my family, and I receive for the nation. Restoration, deliverance, liberty. Are you ready? The count of three. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. I receive. I receive. Receive your freedom. Receive your liberty. Receive your deliverance. Precious name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Something happened just now. Father, we give you the praise. Somebody came with a very terrible migraine condition. Terrible. Just disappeared. Burden on your chest just lifted. Ears just popped open. And also other diverse encounters. Wherever that has happened to you, quickly step forward. We can take one or two before we step to the next level. Give the Lord a big clap as you take yours. That happened to you. You step forward quickly. Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Please take your seat. Ushers, I hope there is no confusion.
There is a presence here. There is a presence here. There is a presence here. We are in the presence of the Lord. There is a presence here. There is a presence here. There is a presence here. We are in the presence.
While the prayers was on, there were diverse encounters as well. Every one of such, you can let us know what God did in the realm of the spirit already. I said some while I was talking, but in the realm of the spirit already, what God did while the prayers are on. Please, let's take two or three because of time. Let's proceed. Everybody expecting and trusting the Lord for the release of blessing on you today. Shout the Lord and say amen. Yes.
Sir, just like you mentioned migraine headache right now. She's been having migraine headache since Monday. Got to the hospital, they gave her a drug. Instead of the drug perfecting the thing, it now brought under pressure on her head. You were touching here. Sir, all the pressure and headache are gone now.
Lift your hands, everybody, and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every luggage, every cargo on my life, today is your end. Return back to hell. Every luggage, every cargo on my life, back to hell now.
Our sister said she's had this condition, pain on the chest and uneasiness, which made her go to the hospital, and she was checked, and then they discovered she had heart enlargement. She came in that condition, in that pain, but at the shout of I receive, something like stone left the heart.
Come over here.
And then she feels
heart
very
enlargement, and she has the results here. Lift your hands, people, and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, say it louder, say every stranger in my life, you are living now. On your marks, get set, shout, go! Go! Back to hell! Back to hell! Back to hell! If I have two more at the most, the rest can take in the next service. Yes.
Sister Faith, while she was praying along with her sisters yesterday, God opened her eyes and she saw masquerade marauding around their neighborhood. Right now in the service, as the world went forward, she saw a masquerade left her burning out of her body.
Every satanic planting, demonic spirits around your family, your life, your destiny, I declare they are roasted by fire.
Our brother came in all the way from Lagos. He said for the past 2 weeks, he had a sharp pain at the left side of the chest, and he went to hospital to no avail. There was no treatment that could handle it. But in the church today, after I received, that pain went back to hell.
It is over.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry.
Everybody sing, owner of evil, Lord, carry. You can dance your way back to your seat. You can take your testimony in the next service. Just before you go, you go take it. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your
load. Owner of evil, Lord,
carry your load.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load.
Everyone who came in here today in need of surrender to Jesus, you've heard the word, you've seen the miracles, you've seen the prayer. Say, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want you to quickly come forward here. We have two or three things to do fast. Announcements to take, the blessing to release, and the communion to take. Please be patient with us. It's a blessing Sunday. Once every month. So don't run out before it is time. Now pick up your Bibles, pick up your bags, anywhere you are, and rush to the frontier and make your ways right with Jesus. Pastor, I want to be forgiven of my sins. I want Jesus to be the Lord over my life. I want today to mark a new day for me. I am sorry for how I've lived. I want to make it right with Jesus. Quickly, I'll give you the count of 10, and I want you to be the first to come. One.
Give him your life. Give him your life. Give him your life. He's waiting for
two.
You. Give him your life. Your life. Give him your life.
Why don't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Won't you give him your life?
Give him
addiction, a lifestyle you don't like, something you want to leave you, smoking, drinking, womanizing, prostitution, gambling, a negative lifestyle that you want God to deliver you from, and you want to be free from such a lifestyle, quickly come forward here and let us pray for you. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward quickly. Lying, cheating, duping, fraud. Come forward and let us pray. Take it again.
Give him your life.
I'll give you another count of 7. 1.
Give him your life.
2.
Give him your life. He's waiting for you.
Give him your life. Why don't you give it? Why don't you give it? He's waiting for you. Place your hand on your chest, all of you here, and pray this prayer after me now and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.